Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, Paul, while you were gone, we did a show last week about the new president of Botswana, right? We spoke about how people are happy that Duma Boko has been elected. And then we spoke about whether or not they feel change will come to Botswana. Umam Sophie from SABC was actually in Botswana. And she conducted a one-on-one interview with him, which is airing currently. You can watch it in their morning show. They've tweeted certain excerpts of it. And in the framing, President Boko is kind of leaning. He's sitting, but he's leaning. Like very, just like a cool person would do, you know? But the stance doesn't look presidential. It's like one of those, he's like a screw president. He's like, what are you doing, bro? And it got me thinking about the importance of media training. But more importantly, the importance of just induction when you're starting a new role, I don't know, a new job, etc. so on. Have you ever found those to be helpful?
I think they're very helpful. But before I get into why I think they're very helpful, I think when it comes to Botswana's new president, his conversation with Mom Sophie, they've interacted maybe countless times because she is an Africa correspondent. Mm-hmm. And he was very comfortable because I was even saying now, I would interview differently with Mfundo Mabalane, who I wake up to every day, than someone who I've possibly never interviewed with before. Your demeanor and how you're going to sit and whatnot, you're a lot more comfortable, so whatever, right?
But this is now the importance of it, right? Because your PR people will tell you, yes, that may be true. You are not, however, speaking to Mom Sophie here. There are millions of people that are seeing you for the first time.
Yeah.
And if you're coming across as being too familiar, I'm like, yeah. President Ojalo, let's say
no.
President Olexa Daisy.
You must never forget that I'm just a conduit. You wouldn't be speaking to me. You're actually speaking to the nation through me.
But you're shabarangsing. You're comfortable.
Sit up straight to address your nation.
Maybe he has gone through induction, which is very important, but it doesn't mean you must stick to the things 100% you are taught in induction. And maybe this is what he wants to portray, that I'm not this rigid, stiff guy that you can't, that's unapproachable. I'm the people's president. And maybe the people want a new kind of president who's chilled and relaxed and not as formal as the previous one.
But this is why it's important to go through induction. Because, again, a PR expert would have told you that's not how you do it. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to present very professionally. Tie, look the part, and then use your words to communicate what it is you're trying to communicate.
Hey, if you go to dress code, you see, former President Nelson Mandela, it was a big fight because he did not want to wear a suit. He wanted his shirts.
Yeah.
So I'll differ with you just on that.
So he he was different, and I'll tell you why, right? So Nelson Mandela's reputation preceded him. Mm. President Boko's reputation is non-existent. You are being introduced to people here. So there's things where it's the same reason why farmers, for example, who have hundreds of millions of rands when they go buy vehicles, they walk in wearing just shorts. Because they don't need to present and exude wealth. Mm-hmm. Just like, guys, I'm here to do the thing. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you believe I can afford the thing is entirely up to you. But guys, the thing is, and then you know the reputation. Yes. If you came across Johann Rupert wearing rags, because his reputation precedes him, you wouldn't go, Johan, what's going on, right? But if you came across a stranger wearing rags, immediately you write them off.
It's like, judging by that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess it is for that reason that a lot of interviewers in the US have got issues with Gen Zers who come with their moms to some interviews. Some of them come wearing shorts and Crocs to interviews.
Because why are you coming with your mom to an interview?
Because my mom is there to hold my hand.
But anyway, what nonsense is that?
On the side of induction, because we're getting derailed now.
No, but even that, this is still part of the conversation.
Yeah.
That is, like, that's an induction for real. Why are you bringing your mom?
Because I needed to hold my hand. But in terms of induction, I really feel when you come into a new environment, it is always great to sort of get a feel of what the environment is like, the culture, the traditions, and so on and so forth. But also, during that induction process, sometimes you get the opportunity to pick out one person or two people who will make you feel welcomed. Because when you feel welcomed, then you have that, okay, I think I've made the right decision. But in your first week or first month, if no one is making you feel welcome, it makes you question your decision for being there.
Yeah.
So more than anything, right? The collective wisdom, or rather the wisdom of the many, is usually greater than the wisdom of the individual. And the reason why it's always good to take advice is because some people have gone through this thing.
Yeah.
They already know how the system works. Mm-hmm. You don't need to discover it for yourself. You can avoid all these pitfalls by just listening to Saul, who says, nah, don't do this. That machine doesn't work.
Yeah.
Don't use that office.
Exactly.
Just those things. Small things like that. And you go, okay, cool. And already it fast tracks you to a point where you can get productive from the first day.
Yes.
You see? Instead of reinventing the wheel.
No, you know what? I also agree with him, Paul, that induction is very important and often overlooked, because there are those who believe that let's allow people to settle in organically. You'll meet at the water cooler. But the problem is you might meet a senior manager at the water cooler and then you're talking nonsense. And then you only find out later that, oh my goodness, this one's actually part of management. So that doesn't work. I think it's important, and to retain staff, like you say, because somebody might feel that they don't understand that in this bigger machine, if they're a cog, which one exactly? You know, you don't know where exactly you fit in. So it's very professional. It makes you feel welcome. You're more confident in your role. And yeah, just to know the organizational structure.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to know if you're a real one or not. Orientation week in tertiary. Did you go? Or did you just take it as a free week?
I went through it. I went through the whole process. We had to carry an egg for a week, and it had to not be a boiled egg. So yeah, many eggs were broken in people's pockets, but it was part of the orientation process.
That's funny. The egg thing we did in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not going to do that in tertiary. No way. I missed orientation week. I didn't go because I realized I've got like a whole 3 years there. I'm gonna know the place either way. Like, really? And I didn't struggle. I didn't struggle.
You know when you're looking for exam hall and now you're like, where is it? Yeah. Like, they told us at orientation week.
People are helpful. And also, I rely on that, on people's, willingness and generosity and willing to help. I know that I'm never going to get lost looking for anything as long as there's other people there. And I'm there for a very long time. I'll learn the place either way.
Okay. So give us a shout and let us know the importance of an induction process, orientation, or somebody who just takes you through the ropes and just goes, man, hey, do things this way instead of that.
I agree with being presentable and all, but you don't have to wear a suit. You don't have to sit a particular way. As long as you are sitting respectfully and leaning is not a problem. He's comfortable, you know. I don't see anything wrong with it. Take the president of El Salvador, for example. That guy doesn't wear suits at all, but look at what he's doing for that country. Amazing work.
Okay.
What about the president of Ukraine, Zelensky's dress code?
Yeah, Zelensky is a joker already. He's a comedian by profession, right? But also, I think what he's trying to communicate is that they are a country at war.
Yeah.
So he hasn't got the time for the niceties, to be wearing suits. He's rich. He's at work, basically. That's what he's trying to communicate.
And then what's Trump trying to communicate?
Trump is trying to communicate that he's a billionaire. That's why my man is always in a suit.
So he doesn't.
You know, you've never seen Trump not wearing a suit.
Okay, yes, fine. But every time he speaks, half the time, I'm like, Utini, because you move from one thought process to another thought process. And then
he's not a career politician, so he's not diplomatic. He's himself.
And he's trying to relate to the average guy on the streets. But you can't do that with jargon, political jargon.
But you see,
jargon.
Again, it comes back to what Caesar was saying. Maybe he also needs PR.
No. But again, you see, we had another discussion last week. Trump doesn't care about this thing. Honestly, he doesn't care. All Trump cares about is staying out of jail and making money. Honestly, if you came to Trump and he said, Trump, I'll pay you to stay away from the office, he'd stay away. Trump would rather be playing golf at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about any of this nonsense. So for him, it's very, very different. You seen him when he goes to a G8. My man, he was pushing to the front of the line. He just doesn't care. No diplomacy whatsoever. And so, Trump. Even when he speaks, the guy doesn't speak like somebody who's in the trenches with you. He goes, I'm going to make your lives better because my life is already good. For real, that's what he says.
I beg to disagree.
Well, you can beg to disagree all you want. I'll pull a speech right now. Trump today, right? Trump was talking about he's going to get rid of the Department of Education. Then he says, I'm going to make your kids so successful, they'll be more successful than Donald Trump. I'd be the happiest man in the world if they're more successful than Donald Trump. What presidents will say that?
Any president, because you do want the next generation to be better than you.
No.
We even say it as parents.
A president tries to play like he's one of you. Trump makes it very clear. He's not one of you paupers. He doesn't play this game. Like, he'll tell you straight. No, for real. My man, he said the White House is a dump. That's what he said. That's the White House. He said it's a dump. Now, come on. He called African countries asshole countries. It's like, nah, these are asshole countries. The S standing for another word.
Yeah.
My man does not care. Come on.
I feel like induction is very, very important because there's this one time I joined a company and I didn't get inducted. And it took me so long to get the hang of things. Like, honestly, it took me a whole lot of months. And after a year, this one guy then decided to induct me into my role and just break things down and show me how things are in the place. And it is only then that I flourished. And then in my current job, I think the first week I got there, there's this one gentleman. He took me and he set me down and inducted me as to what is happening there. And I've been tops ever since. So I think induction is very important. Someone might say I'm slow, but I still believe induction is the game.
Mm. So do you know why, for example, people go to school? The importance of school in life.
Yeah, generally.
Why?
I think because we live in a society with rules and laws, and school sort of teaches you that, even discipline, school time, how to get dressed in a uniform, for example. All those things teach you discipline eventually, which help you face life.
Yes. It's also a way to pass down knowledge that has been banked over time, right? Vetted. And curate it so that it could help you in the future. If you don't go to school, it doesn't mean you don't get an education. Life teaches you all of these lessons. But it's costly when life is teaching you because you got to go through it, right? Mm-mm-mm. Now, what a textbook will do is it will just tell you and break down why you should do this. There's some things that you know instinctively. You're just like, I don't know. I just felt like I should do this. Textbook will tell you why that thing worked. It's exactly the same with an induction. It's not to say that without an induction, you can't do well in your role. You very well can. And you possibly will. But with an induction, you get there sooner. Because now you don't need to experiment. It's a challenge, same time, immediately.
I've been in corporate for the past 15 years. Me, once in October, I started a new job. Guys, I company. I corporate company. Like, even the way people dress there. I'm going Monday, so the director of the company. I'm trying to have a short Lima somewhere. And like, I feel like I overdress every day. Like, you were shocked. I'm not a panje. Aye. Good yield. And I'm enjoying good. Catch on, guys. How do you wake up on a Monday morning? Corporate space. Catch on. I mean, I'm a fan of Tala. Back then, we used to.
So let me tell you something. Before I worked at MTV, right? I literally used to work in the banking sector. Wow. At the head office also. So everything I knew about work was very formal. And I was bewildered when I walked into an environment where people were swearing in the office. And it just seemed highly unprofessional to me. Till this day, there's certain things that I see people do in the same, and I'm just like, bro, this is not how you should be conducting yourself. It's very, very jarring.
But environments have their own culture. That's the thing. And maybe sometimes that works in induction for you to realize that, oh, damn, people swear and speak freely here. They get the job done, but they also come in, you know, to work in Crocs. So different environments have their own different culture. Even when people come on our podcast and they see how we do things, it's a bit of a reality shock for a lot of people.
Mm.
Morning sees the world. You know, I was about to say also that a lot of Gen Zs are not
are regarded as unemployable because of how lightly they take everything. You can't go to an interview wearing shorts or see-through clothing. You don't know anything about the company. Your language, when you're talking, you're speaking about like all the time. It's very important to understand where you are and who you're around at a certain point and how you should present yourself. Once you're comfortable within the company, within anything, then you can speak however. Not to nalapho you must mind yourself, but not to saqala nje abantu abasakwazi ukuqasha ngoba wena wena phela who like no dog.
That's funny.
So in terms of induction and orientation, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, because most of the time you rely on people who've been either in the role or in the department for quite some time, and you find that Umamus Banban has been doing the thing wrong or has been taking the long route. When are you learning and learning that you're doing it wrong? So it's also important to also learn on your own and just to put your best foot forward and learn new tricks. Orientation, yes, but other people, especially at work, they will teach you the wrong things.
Peggy, Lamine in Springs.
Good morning, Cesar. How are you?
We well, thank you.
I don't have time. I'm a health and occupational health specialist. And the topic you just brought, it's broadened up in such a way that even the directors or the CEO of the company does not understand how crucial it is. Induction, actually, in terms of Occupational Health and Safety Act of South Africa, it needs to be done to all the employees, old and new. Every year, beginning of the year, health and safety of the companies need to sit down with their employees to update them in policies. Your employment policies, you bring the HR people, tell them about the new changes, and you introduce them to new policies in health and safety, how things are done. And that is a requirement. For example, you're charging your employees on disciplinary code and practice, but you've never signed them that you inducted them on that. It's actually illegal in Occupational Health and Safety Act. An employee should challenge it to say, I've never seen that policy. I don't know even where it comes from. I don't know when it was last reviewed or updated. So those things need to sit with health and safety and all those records, make sure that your employees are well informed in terms of the health and risk, even in offices, and how to go about if they're injured. For example, at Kaya FM, if you've been working for 3 years, if I do each and every employee beginning of January, all staff needs to be coming to my induction and set up time when they are available and induct them. And the companies does not do that. That's why you've got so much injuries and fatalities in companies that are doing work in South Africa.
Thank
the company you. That does not produce anything working in office hours, they run away with it because they are limited injuries. But those ones that are on the ground, you get a lot of fatalities in those industries.
Thank you very much for that, Peggy. And you are correct. Refresher training is equally as important as induction.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.